Let's talk about ethanol, and that's really become a divisive thing again here in agriculture the last few months. I know the corn growers have said, as long as we follow the process with RFS, you know, we're not against looking at it.
That's right. You know, National Corn Growers, we still stand strong in support of the renewable fuel standard, and we do respect the waiver process. We think it's a little bit premature to know what this crop is. We know what it isn't. You know, I can't even tell on my own farm exactly how this is going to come out. So we know when more farmers get out in the field and start harvesting and we get those reports, you know, it's August. So when you start getting those reports in September and October and November, then we'll have a better idea what this crop really is. And if those groups who are petitioning for a waiver, if it's proven and the EPA can prove with facts and figures that the renewable fuel standard has caused severe economic harm, then that's why that waiver process is there. If it's proven that it isn't, then, you know, we've gone through the process, and that's why that flexibility was written into the renewable fuel standard.
I know it puts NCGA kind of in a tough position. Livestock has always been the big customer for corn. Of course, ethanol has grown tremendously over the past few years, so you kind of feel like you're straddling the fence there a bit.
Yeah, we do. And we recognize who our end users and our important customers are. Livestock, the ethanol industry, the exports, food processing. And we don't want to lose a bushel of that demand. We've spent years building that demand. And as we look at our trend line yields going forward, this year is a blip. It's not a typical year. I mean, my dad tells me this is more like the 30s. When we turn this ship around and we put the innovation and the technology and the American producer, farmer, and rancher back to work, we're going to produce abundant crops. We went into this spring thinking on 96 billion acres, we were going to produce 14 billion bushel corn crop. And as farmers, we were worried that the price would really fall out of bed this fall, and we started selling. So once we turn this ship around, I think it's important that we not panic now, and that we keep that big long-term picture in mind and move forward.